This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
You know, there's a big story up on InfoWars.com. It's a national news story. Ted Koppel said the sky's blue and the bananas, when they're ripe, are yellow. He came out at the Carnegie Endowment, that's the top of the whole globalist pyramid of the tax-free foundations, and he said, you know, the Washington Post and the New York Times are unified in their propaganda against Trump, and it's very, very dangerous. But why do we need Ted Koppel to tell us that? I mean, I've been saying for years, I believe Sandy Hook happened. I've never sent anybody to Sandy Hook family's houses. But they went on NPR this weekend and said that I was currently doing it, and so that's why I need to be taken off the air. Which I can tell you really upset some law firms in Washington, D.C., who don't even represent me, but who are beginning to understand what's happening in the organized plan to take down the First Amendment. This country and this world is in the grip of the end of free speech. Russia's passing draconian anti-free speech laws. Japan, China are moving forward. But China obviously already deep in the grips of it. The EU is engaged in massive censorship. And when the EU criticized Putin, he said, hey, you're doing stuff more draconian than I am. It's out of control. They are arresting people in England and in Sweden and in states like California in the U.S. for using the wrong pronoun. You have a right, if somebody looks like a man and you say, hey, man, to say that. You have a right to say the moon is made of cheese. You have the right to say the deep blue sea is blue. You have a right to be right. You have a right to be wrong. And I know I'm stating incredibly obvious things here. But the left is a cult of control freaks. Here's one of the articles, NewsWars.com. Catholic journalist criminally investigated for using the wrong pronoun in a tweet. And then you get big old giant bullies, big old men. You can only tell they think they're a woman because they're wearing a pink shirt. Come in and they say, okay, guys, come on, we're ready for you. At the cash register, excuse me, it's ma'am. And you know the globalist master plan when you see what they protect and what they're obsessed with, and it's ending the family, ending the sexes, and ending language. Here's a clip of Ted Koppel stating that, again, the ocean is wet. Here it is.
I'm terribly concerned that when you talk about the New York Times these days, when you talk about the Washington Post these days, we're not talking about the New York Times of 50 years ago. We are not talking about the Washington Post of 50 years ago. We're talking about organizations that I believe have, in fact, decided as organizations that Donald J. Trump is bad for the United States. We have things appearing on the front page of the New York Times right now that never would have appeared 50 years ago. Analysis, commentary, on the front page. I remember sitting at the breakfast table with my wife during the campaign after the Access Hollywood tape came out.
We've got more of this coming up. Big show lined up today. Whatever you do, spread the live links. Tell folks at the local stations. That's how you defeat the census. That's how we continue to march forward. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've been watching, and I've been waiting. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 o'clock Central. Roger Stone can't co-host. He's got a gag order. Can't even write books right here in the USA. Keep your mouth shut. And, of course, we've got David Knight. He's not been locked up or gagged yet. 8 a.m. Central. But guess what happens tomorrow? We've got a stop the bias, hashtag stop the bias, stop big tech censorship, save the First Amendment, live global 50-hour broadcast where we have got a flotilla of top guest experts on with the main focus on the censorship and how to counter the globalist and what needs to be done. We need Section 230 to be stripped from big tech. Nobody else has immunity. If they want to act as publishers and censor and control and say they have editorial control, like Tim Cook has said, then you lose 230, which, by the way, I don't want to do. But you can't have your filthy cake and eat it, too. So we've got just amazing guests. Everybody from Tommy Robinson to you name it will be joining us. And Trump, since we've been lighting the fire under his tail, has been saying, okay, I won't wait till the campaign, until I get back into office with a campaign pledge to go after big tech with antitrust suits. I'll do it now. Good. Let's keep lighting more fires under the president's gluteus maximus. Because squeaky wheels get the grease here, and this has got to be done. And there's a lot going on behind the scenes as corporate America actually wakes up and says, wait, they're actually going to end the First Amendment and New York Times versus Sullivan? What does that mean? And so before, a large part of corporate America was globalist and wanted this, but now a large part is waking up and saying, you're really going to do that? So a lot of big stuff going on behind the scenes that I'm not at liberty to tell you and that I will never tell you because it's off record. But I've been talking to folks in California, people in Silicon Valley, people who have national talk shows. And I've been talking to a lot of other people. And to the level of having to sign non-disclosures and things, which I will not violate. And there is a lot going on. A lot going on. And there's a big buzz going. I got two calls this weekend from big national hosts. We're going to go to Mark Dice's report first. I was going to play one report. Mike Adams is going to play that next segment. I'm going to play Mark Dice's report first. And I got these calls, and they said, wow. you know, at very high levels in Silicon Valley and in Hollywood, they're finally concerned about you being censored and realize it's going to be everybody. And that we need to turn this around, and that there's been high-level discussions with these other big law firms, the Democratic Party, to stop doing what they're doing to myself and others because they know it's a fraud. And the Democrats agreed to do it and then doubled back and didn't stop. So this civil war in the government is not just between left and right. It is between people that want to have any semblance of due process and any semblance of rule of law and this authoritarian instinct that we're going headlong into. That, by the way, planetary, without even looking for it, half my stack, probably 50 stories or more, are about governments and corporations and universities all over the world just saying, there's no more free speech, it's gone. Here's Mark Dice breaking some of the latest attacks down.
First, they came for Alex Jones, and a lot of people thought he's said some crazy things, and he's kind of on the fringe. They certainly won't censor any mainstream conservatives. Well, I've been trying to tell you that he was just the beginning. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki recently sat down for an interview with Kara Swisher. If you're not familiar with her name, I'm sure that you've seen some of her interviews. She was the one who did that interview with Mark Zuckerberg when he was sweating profusely when she brought up some of the privacy concerns. She also scored that historic interview with Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and has interviewed all of the big names in tech. And at this year's Lesbians Who Tech conference in San Francisco, Kara Swisher pressured YouTube CEO to ban Ben Shapiro, a conservative commentator, perhaps best known for giving lectures on college campuses. Kara Swisher, who, as you may have guessed, is a lesbian, hence her being at the Lesbians Who Tech conference, adopted a poor child along with her wife, who is now 13 years old and is watching Ben Shapiro videos on YouTube.
I'll get to recommendations, but I have a personal beef with you about that.
Okay. I can't wait to hear.
My son, who's 13 years old, started watching Ben Shapiro videos. And he's like a gateway drug to the next group. And then it goes right to Jordan Peterson. Then it goes down. And in three clicks, he was at neo-Nazi stuff. It was like astonishing. And then I had to listen to it at dinner. And I was sort of like, I'm going to kill Susan Wojcicki first.
Okay,
and then,
well, there I am.
But it was sort of like, I was sort of like, is there anything, like, it feels like, as I said, I think you've heard me say this, it feels like all you tech companies have built cities, these beautiful cities, but you decided not to initially put in police, fire, garbage, street signs, and stuff like that. And
her brain damaged mind, the Nazi stuff are probably clips of Tucker Carlson or PewDiePie.
And then I've got like this kid who's like, well, Ben Shapiro's sort of smart. I'm like, no, he's not. No, he's not. Not even slightly. He's clever, but he's an idiot. And anyway, it's just like, it's exhausting. But it has like a huge effect on them. Yeah. Do you feel like the people, like, on a bigger thing, and it's not your total responsibility, Susan, but it's, do you feel like the people at Silicon Valley have a sense of this, of the impact they have?
Folks, I'm going to have to come back and play the rest of this. It's so incredible. I'm back in about 30 seconds. So you've got this woman married to the woman who was the head of internet technology development for Obama. That means controlling the new rollout of censorship. And she's saying, my son likes Ben Shapiro, and it's horrible, so she wants to use her power like a giant internet TV changer. Or basically giant internet parental controls because Ben Shapiro needs to be stopped. Lady, you're not going to stop your son from rebelling against your authoritarian leftist crap. That's why humans genetically, the young, rebel. Even if your parents are great, they still rebel. God put that in us to take us on a new course in case we have bad parents. That's how the change works. It's meant so your kids don't stay with you. They're meant to move out. So they're meant about 13, 14 genetically to try to differentiate from you. You're such big leftists. You're so smart. And so they're going to try to be the opposite of you. So if you wanted leftist sons who wanted to, you know, take Prozac and Ritalin and, you know, take chemicals to be castrated or whatever, you would pose as a right winger that beat them and, you know, told them that sex was dirty or whatever. Then you'd get a leftist, maybe. No, 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 no. Now you're saying you can't have Ben Shapiro or Alex Jones. It's over, lady. You'll never be able to censor. You'll never be able to control it. China, the Chi-Coms are going to lose control. You're going to lose control. Nationalism is spreading all over the world. We'll come back with the rest of this intriguing report that's posted on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Please never forget, if you want to be able to tune into this fusion of analysis and punditry and humor and all these guests and everything, you've got to go to one of our local radio stations or TV stations, or you've got to go to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, and they're working around the clock, Oliver Darcy at CNN is now, to get our actual content host taken down. They're working around the clock. The wolves that are around us here at the fire. We've got our torches in the night, still moving forward, still battling, still marching. But we need your financial support, we need your prayers, and we need something more important than just financial support. We need you to carry the ball and by word of mouth, tell them. NewsWars.com, Infowars.com. Find out why criminals and pedophiles and degenerates everywhere hate us. Because we know how to beat them.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Of Kara Swisher, and she was married to Megan Smith. Dr. McCamp, shot please, and you're tuned into the Alex Jones Show. And she's up there talking about how they want to censor the internet because her son is tuned in to Ben Shapiro, who's a gateway drug to Jordan Peterson, and then you find people like, you know, Mark Dice and Alex Jones, God forbid. And so that's why you're seeing all this draconian censorship. Think about this. There are tons of articles out yesterday and today saying Jones had another YouTube channel banned. Well, it wasn't our YouTube channel. Because on the channel, it said false flag. And the video that they are talking about is Rush Limbaugh saying, a lot of people are saying this guy's a leftist from his own manifesto, where he says he's an eco-fascist, where he says that he loves communist China, where he says he's not a conservative, and that he's doing this to create a clash of civilizations. Well, that would be a false flag. It doesn't mean nobody died. It doesn't mean people didn't get shot. It means, like the PNAC document written by Dick Cheney in 2000. He said, if we have about 3,000 people die, the same size as Pearl Harbor. Yes, he said this. He said, if the same number of people died, say, like a new Pearl Harbor event, we can use that as a catalyst for a new American century and have a clash of civilizations between the West and Islam and crush Islam. Now, as much as I don't like radical expanding Islam, I wasn't for that. And I read Rebuilding America's Defenses dozens of times on air. That doesn't mean 9/11 didn't happen, towers didn't come down, people didn't get killed. It meant our government at highest levels was allowing the attacks to take place, and that's since then come out. And they don't want me to be able to question that. So instead, I start getting phone calls from people going, hey, are you saying this didn't happen? No, I didn't say that. So when you read the articles, it'll never have quotes other than false flag. Well, I could say this is not a false flag, and then they would still have false flag up there. And it's not a classic false flag where you totally go, you know, blow something up yourself and then blame it on somebody. Or attack your own military base and blame it on somebody, like Operation Himmler that started World War II. That's on record. But he says in the manifesto, I'm doing this to cause a global race war just like Charlie Manson did in 1969. Well, when you say you're trying to stage a horrible provocation to start a larger war, that is the definition of a provocateur false flag. There's different types. But the corporate media lies to you and says Jones's channel was also taken down for showing the massacre. That's what InjaGet, or however you even say the name of this site, EdgeNet, E-N-G-A-D-G-E. I know it's a big site. I can never read it right. I'm so ignorant. And it says here that I also showed the massacre. No, we didn't. We showed what the news showed. Him getting out of the car. Blurred video. But, oh, CNN can show it. We can't show it. It's absolutely outrageous that they do this type of crap. But you hear this woman who scores all the big interviews with big tech. She's the darling. And they're talking about how they're going to keep their kids from watching popular nationalist right-wingers and others. And you hear the disconnect and the arrogance as if she'll ever be successful. You suppress something, you only make it hotter. Let's go back to Mark Dice's report.
I can't wait to hear.
My son, who's 13 years old, started watching Ben Shapiro videos. And he's like a gateway drug to the next group. And then it goes right to Jordan Peterson. Then it goes down. And in three clicks, he was at neo-Nazi stuff. It was like astonishing. And then I had to listen to it at dinner. And I was sort of like, I'm going to kill Susan Wojcicki first.
Okay,
and then,
well, there I am.
But it was sort of like, I was sort of like, is there anything, like, it feels like, as I said, I think you've heard me say this, it feels like all you tech companies have built cities, these beautiful cities, but you decided not to initially put in police, fire, garbage, street signs, and stuff like that.
Hey, pause again. The internet was millions of sites, and you surfed the web, and it was beautiful. Then big tech got together with these conglomerates to build their own contained systems so they can control you. They get you on YouTube. They get you on Facebook and Twitter, and then they start the tyranny. We built all these sites. People's content built them. Without us, you're nothing. But it's this elitist attitude that we're lucky to even be on their platforms. You see how that works? Let's continue.
Find the Nazi stuff are probably clips of Tucker Carlson or PewDiePie.
And then I've got like this kid who's like, well, Ben Shapiro's sort of smart. I'm like, no, he's not even slightly. He's clever, but he's an idiot. And anyway, it's just like, it's exhausting. But it has like a huge effect on them. Do you feel like the people, like on a bigger thing, and it's not your total responsibility, Susan, but it's, do you feel like the people sitting on, they have a sense of this, of the impact they have?
So getting to your son.
He's lost.
No, we can work on your son here. I have a son too, and I get some of these discussions also at the dinner table. I mean, so
she just said that her 13-year-old son was lost because he's not a social justice warrior, and he's looking up conservative videos on YouTube, and maybe looking at Jordan Peterson as a father figure because he's being raised by two lesbians. Maybe the poor kid should be put into a foster home consisting of a normal family. You know, a husband and a wife.
I think what you're describing is, and the way we think about it too, look, there's a set of content that has to meet the community guidelines. Ben Shapiro is going to meet the community guidelines. So I don't think you're suggesting that we remove him from the platform, are you?
I would, but I can't. No.
Okay.
But you know, last time I saw you, I was like, get Alex Jones off that platform. And you're like, well, the community guidelines. And then you got him off.
Now he's not on the platform.
I know. So I was right. But that's
get him off.
She literally said if it was up to her, she would ban Ben Shapiro for the same reasons that she wanted Alex Jones banned. Now, I am no fan of Ben Shapiro. I know that a lot of you guys are. I just can't trust a guy who basically endorsed Hillary Clinton by default shortly before the 2016 election by announcing that he would never vote for Donald Trump and said that if Trump wins that he will never appoint conservatives to the Supreme Court. There's a whole bunch of reasons why I don't like neocon Ben.
Trump's three biggest crowds are evangelicals, conservatives, and he's a winner of voters. Trump is lying to all of them. Stop buying the lies. Because as entertaining as Donald Trump is, Donald Trump is a liar.
And don't even get me started about him supporting Michelle Fields' hoax about getting assaulted and almost thrown to the ground by Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. He's about as Republican establishment as you can get. He's neocon to the core. He has billionaire backers who built his entire career. But because he has such a following amongst college kids, Kara Swisher sees him as the new Alex Jones, who needs to be censored from the internet because he says such controversial things like, there are only two genders. That is considered to be hate speech by the liberals today. And there was a gamer on Twitch who was reportedly banned for saying that on one of her live streams. And as you know, I was briefly suspended and locked out of my Twitter account for tweeting that. Since basically breathing is a violation of the terms of service of these big tech companies, technically Ben has violated their policies.
All right, great job, Mark Dice. Full report, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, MarkDice.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to get into this extremely powerful counterthink episode that Mike Adams put together for InfoWars. Every Sunday, after my Sunday live show ends, 4 to 6 p.m., at 6 p.m. Central, Counterthink is a hard-hitting hour that he works a lot on. And sometimes the productions like HBO or something, other times it's just like this, you know, clips and videos and, kind of radio put to television. But when I got off the air, I was in my office going over some notes. And there was a TV in there, and I turned it on, as I routinely do, and it was a particularly powerful counter thing that you can find at brighteon.com. I'm going to ask the crew, obviously, to take this full episode, I think you already do that anyways, and upload it to the front page of Infowars.com because it's powerful, and it deals with the lunacy of the left and how the craziest amongst them in the corporations, in the universities, and in the businesses becomes the leader, and then they get replaced by somebody even more extreme, and it's what happened to Islam, and it's what happened to Christianity during the Dark Ages, where it just gets absolutely out of control. You'd catch a woman in the Middle Ages keeping some herbs or something that she knew, you know, kept her baby alive during the, you know, during the winter, and they'd say, "You're a witch." They kill your ass. So that's how this stuff works, where knowledge is evil and knowledge is bad. And that's what the left's saying about language and communication, and that there's two genders. And people say, well, why am I obsessed with this? Because they're obsessed with it. And if they can make us accept that there are 50 genders, and that they can make us accept that a full-grown man can identify as a child and then come date your five-year-old son or daughter, or if they can let convicted sex offenders come to your school and tell your kids they should be a tranny for career day, that's incredibly abusive and insane and takes advantage of our open free society. And notice the left is what wants to end the open free society that's tolerant and make us accept their cultural death. What they are is a bunch of followers led by a bunch of cult leaders. It's very, very dangerous. We're going to go to that. Just 5-6 minutes of the hour report here in just a little while. We're going to post the full video to the front page of NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. I'm going to say this again. We're in a total war against the globalists, and we're promoting things that work and are popular and are historical. We're promoting why everybody wanted to come to the U.S. back when we actually tried to follow those great ideas, the American ethos. And so I'm not inventing any of this. I'm just trying to bring it back in the 21st century. And guess what? Folks are buying. People want to live in free, prosperous, good countries where we are tolerant, but we recognize what is superior. The family, men being men, women being women, savings, religious freedom, sovereignty, honoring truthful people, real community. And the globalists are threatened by that because they can't compete with it. They want society that's falling apart. Now, we're going to get to this report in a moment. We had a father call in yesterday, and he said, "Hey, are you going to air this video piece that my young son put together promoting your protein bars?" I said, "I haven't seen it." So he sent it in, and here's this report. And this, the reason this is so important is when the listeners get active, call into C-SPAN, go to city council and speak out, go to the PTA, write a book, create a website, send an email, call Congress, make a fan-based promo video for InfoWars. When you do that, it changes the world. That's where the real power is at the grassroots. So we salute this young man. Here's the video.
You want to know how good this stuff is? What's it called, you may ask? It's called the InfoWars Protein Bar. Now, you might be wondering, what does it taste like? It's not a protein bar. It's legit chocolate brownie with chocolate. It's so delicious, it doesn't even taste like a protein bar.
An adorable young man. That's Prince Franks. And he put together that little promo video. And by the way, we're selling out of the protein bars. And so we had to end the 50% off on those. Everything else is 50% off. We're about to have to end the Turbo Force. I think we just did because that's selling out. Everything else is still in somewhat of abundance. The fish oil is getting close to selling out. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off. But we went to, again, three of the top organic manufacturers of protein bars about a year and a half ago. It took over a year to get this done. We said we wanted organic, we wanted high quality, and we don't want any filler. And they came back and they said, well, nobody out there doesn't not put filler in it just because people are used to something that has some filler. And this is the equivalent of a $5, $6, $7 bar for $3. When you get it discounted, it's $1.50, with the special we had, and it comes in boxes of 12. And I'll be honest with you. It takes a while to eat one of these. It's unlike any other protein bar you've ever had because there is no filler. It tastes really good, by the way. But then I got why the developers are like, you sure you don't want to add some wheat or add a little bit of cornstarch or, you know, add some of those things in there? Because people aren't used to something being this solid. You've never eaten fudge this solid. You've never eaten toffee is easier to eat than this. And I mean, it's not a bad thing. But they taste incredibly good. But I was driving when we were developing them, and the final edition came in, and I was driving to Fredericksburg, and it's an hour and a half drive. It took me, with a big old bottle of water, 30 minutes to eat one little bar. Because there's no fillers. It's solid. Now, you can bite into it easily. But you're going to be like, what in the world's going on here? But here I am plugging something that's sold out, basically, so it doesn't matter. We have store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Everything is in abundance except the protein bars and Turbo Force. Those have been taken off the sale, at least they were supposed to be. And then we've got Brain Force Plus, the great nootropic. It's going to end up selling out in the next few weeks, so I'll have to pull that special in about 4 or 5 days. The other great products are selling out as well are the fish oils. We have the Honor Roll. That's a spectrum of the oils that are great for the brain particularly. They're great for children, great for adults, but it's smaller capsules for children. It's the very best you're going to find out there. Then you've got the wild harvested salmon fjord oil, which is excellent for adults. And then you have the krill oil. And again, they're like, okay, you don't want it basically boiled. You don't want it denatured. You don't want it. You want it raw except for the extraction process that takes any mercury out. And I said, yeah. And so I'll tell you, the krill oil is the strongest stuff you've ever been around. But I'll tell you, you better eat it with some food. You don't get the burpees with the Honor Roll and the fish oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. But the krill oil is dynamite, and it's strong. And there's nothing better than krill oil for your brain and for your heart and your arteries. It's just what we're made out of. And it's electrochemical. It's just magic. I get more energy off the krill oil than I do off Turbo Force, because that's what it does in the brain. It was my dad, like a decade ago, he goes, you know, you're staying up late and stuff. I know, you know, you're drinking wine to stay up because that has the opposite effect with me. Coffee doesn't work in the afternoon or at night. So that's why I started drinking more over the years, was when I'd work all night on overnight shows and things. I wouldn't drink to excess, but about a glass of wine every hour would keep me up. It's a stimulant for me. And my dad said, why don't you take fish oil? He gave me a bottle, and I was like, whoa. I popped two big old fish oils, and it's like a lot of energy. You've got to experience it. And no one advertises fish oil for that. But that's really what it does. Well, the krill is just, I've never experienced anything like it. The brain boost I get. Everybody's physiology is different, but it's about to sell out. Store-wide free shipping. And, of course, 50% off on all the supplements, a bunch of other big specials. Double Patriot points. I forgot to tell you that. Double Patriot points. Double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order and free shipping when you sign up for auto ship, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, the big report with Mike App.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
855
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
That they can oppress populations for a certain amount of time, but then there's always resistance that builds, and the elite ends up getting overthrown. But if they can have a final revolution against the family, and against mothers and fathers, and the sexes itself, and end mammalian interaction, they could scientifically conquer us like Monsanto has produced the Terminator seed, where it doesn't produce more seeds that produce more crops. You've got to go back to Monsanto that brought you Roundup that's been proven to give you cancer by design and sterilize you. This is all part of a planetary control operation. And they admit all this. That's what's so frustrating. This is the Carnegie Endowment's system. They were charged over 100 years ago with a plan to end World War after World War I. They developed a world government plan, but they said we have to end the human condition as it's known to create peace. Again, Emperor Palpatine says in Episode 3, now that the Jedi have been eliminated, we will have peace. But he means the peace of total tyranny. So when you think about it, it's a hardcore scientific plan, isn't it? And they've done it to a great extent. And it leads into something very nightmarish. So here's part of Counterthink, the lunacy of the left by design, by Mike Adams, is posted on InfoWars.com right now. Here it is.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Got a great episode for you today, beginning with a little factoid you may not have known about me, and that is that I ran track for 4 years in high school. And what's really amazing is that I ran track as a male. I know, it's shocking, right? Because today, so many males in high schools, they pretend to be girls, and then they compete on the girls' track team, don't they? And then they win. Oh, they win all these medals and all these trophies, and then they get celebrated. So much applause. Oh, my God, you're so courageous, and you're such an amazing athlete. No, that's a guy. That's a guy running. That's a guy with long hair running with the women, winning all the women's trophies, beating all the women's track high score, you know, times and records and everything. This is insanity today. When I went to high school, which admittedly was a while ago, I mean, it was back in the 1980s, and when I went to high school, you know, boys ran on the boys' track team, and girls ran on the girls' track team. And if I had tried to say something insane like, I'm going to pretend to be a girl and just win all the girls' track team records, they would have thrown me off the team. They would have given me an atomic wedgie. They would have called me a fag or something. They would have beat me. I mean, they would have said, are you insane? The coaches would laugh you off the team. You'd be the laughing stock of the entire school. Oh, my God, look at this guy. He thinks he wants to win the girl trophies. What, he can't compete with guys? What, you can't run against your own gender? No, you got to pretend to be a girl? What kind of person are you? A cheater is what you'd be called. And the reason I bring this up is not to turn this into a comedy session, but to say that biological males who declare themselves to be transgenders and who are competing in women's sports today, they are cheaters. They are cheating. The reason we have men's sports and women's sports is because men and women are biologically different. And that fact, that self-evident fact, that men and women are biologically different, is now, leftists, liberals, say that that's not true. They say there are no biological differences. Well then, why do you have women's sports at all? Why not just have any gender sports? I mean, why have women's basketball, women's football, women's track, women's skiing, all that stuff? Did you know, even the Olympics now recently announced that biological men can pretend to be women and compete against women in the Olympics. So, and they don't even need to undergo gender reassignment surgery anymore. You can have your man junk, and you can walk in there with a beard and full of body hair, you know, built like a man, physique, a male physique, strong upper body, super athletic, and you can just say, today I'm a woman, you know, and then you just break all the records.
All right, let's stop there right now.
Get all the gold medals.
Let's stop. Hell, identify as a dachshund. They have a weenie dog run down in San Marcos every year. I've been to it. It's totally hilarious. Maybe pull up the San Marcos weenie dog run. Why not just have a human on their hands and knees? That's actually a whole movement, or where you think you're blind. So you have your eyes removed, and then the taxpayers have to pay for it, or they dump Drano in your eyes. So really, men who want to compete as women should be in the Special Olympics because they're mentally ill. And then we're all mentally ill under mass Stockholm syndrome, or I guess you'd call it the Emperor's New Clothes syndrome, where you've got men competing with women, and you've got hermaphrodites already in the Olympics that keep winning the women's races. You understand, because there's cash money and prizes, you will end up having no women in women's sports. You will have nothing but men saying they're women in women's sports. Now, obviously, for a TV viewer, that is an Italian pole vaulter. Happened to just run into that this morning, and Just a beautiful female form, very graceful, so beautiful, and amazing. That's a woman. But now they have men that are about to enter the Olympics as pole vaulters. And I'm not going to torture you with having to watch that. But these are big, strong men. They're winning all the cycling tournaments. They're winning all the major races in Texas, in Connecticut. And imagine your daughter has been in, what is it, swimming? Or your daughter has been in track, and now she gets into junior high or high school, and there's a dude. Oh, and I forgot the better part. He's in the dressing rooms with you. You know, Japan passed a law this year. They said, you can say you're a man who's now a woman, but you have to have surgery and have your testicles removed. And I totally agree. At least go partway there. Take the hormones, have your genitals cut off, and I'm not saying do that, and then maybe we'll let you in the women's dressing room. I mean, you put some skin in the game. You put your huevos on the chopping block. But no. No, ladies and gentlemen, every sport is already now being dominated by biological men. And oh, Lance Armstrong's bad when all the top people were blood doping. All the top people were taking growth hormone and testosterone. He was just doing it better than they were. And I'm not defending Lance Armstrong. The point is that Lance Armstrong's cheating, trying to be more male? He's shaving bags of blood and then putting them back into his body a month later when he's grown new blood cells, so he's supercharged? I mean, he's cheating. I don't ever want to hear Lance Armstrong cheated or anybody else cheated in the Olympics because they let this type of thing happen. Look at the NBC headline. Trans athletes make great gains, yet resentment still flares. What? So men move in to the space, and then they do all this. They dominate it. Men say they're women, and then they win the powerlifting against women. When these men couldn't even place up against other men. So all these sports are doing is like the NFL, ruining itself with 40% down in viewers with all its political correctness the last 3 years, or Hollywood's way down. Just all these famous sports that go back to ancient Greece 2,500 years ago, they're all being ruined, they're all being torched, they're all being destroyed. Let me tell you something. People aren't going to go watch women's basketball when half of them are dudes that aren't good enough to play in the men's leagues. People aren't going to go watch women's baseball teams when they're dudes. So go ahead. Destroy yourselves. Force feed is your mass mental illness. It's crazy. All right, here's what's coming up today. Laura Loomer, she's helped launch the whole hashtag movement that is Stop the Bias, and the president's signing on to that. Millie Weaver's going to be joining us as well. Robert Barnes on, well, you guys pulled me yesterday, Stack. I forgot to get the Nunes lawsuit stuff in here. His $200 million lawsuit, what one of the top lawyers on this front thinks about that. That's all coming up as well. Please don't forget, if you don't spread the articles and the videos, if you don't tell people about the show and say, hey, you hear us off the air, it's not. You get the forbidden show at Infowars.com/show or Newswars.com. That's how we beat them, and it just makes the globalists so angry, and you're doing it. We're still surviving and actually growing in some ways, thanks to you, so keep it up. We're going to win, but it's all in your hands.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The Global.